What if we are far greater than we give ourselves credit for? This is the Possibility Explorer podcast. My name is Dr. Dean here, and I would like to welcome you to an ADHD adventure of life hacks. Hello, beautiful people. This is Dr. Dean here. Welcome to this edition of the Possibility Explorer podcast. We are trying something completely different this time, a stream of consciousness around a topic by yours truly. It's going to be quick. It's going to be in. It's going to be out. Like a Jewish American princess. Get it up, get it out, get it in. Don't mess up my hairdo. Oh boy, probably shouldn't have said that out loud. Anyway, this time we're diving into five things that make someone a true leader. And no, they're not what you would expect or hear anywhere else. A different world requires different leaders. So let's leap. So here's what I know. We're on the verge of creating a totally different world that includes all of us and judges no one. A world that celebrates our differences and our uniqueness and recognizes that that is actually the gift of us. And, believe it or not, a world in which we have way too much fun. Yep, I said it. Fun! The F word! The three-letter F word! The one nobody wants to hear. Fun! How much more do you inspire people when you actually enjoy the journey you're on? So, the thing is, we talk about changing the world and we start to get really serious. Here's the thing, though. That's the opposite of the way we should be getting. Joy and enthusiasm are way more potent than significance. So let's have fun. Let's change the world. And let's enjoy ourselves way too much on the journey. Let me ask you this. What if we are the ones we've been waiting for? What if we, as weird and wacky as we are the leaders that will create the future we desire? Let me give you five clues of what a true leader is in my point of view. Number one, a true leader does not function from need. They function from their awareness. What? When you don't function from need, the natural level of creativity of your life comes to the level that is actually true for you. Need kills your creativity. I mean, think about it for a moment. How much does need of money destroy your ability to create money? How much does need of a relationship destroy your joy and your ability to create a relationship? This need thing is a big one. And if you need to be elected, for example, if you need to have power, if you need to be revered, you always need people to see you a certain way. What those needs do is they take you out of presence and question and choice and possibilities. They're a conclusion about how everyone and everything will fulfill what you need in life. But also, it leads to you having to create an image of you instead of actually getting to be you. And from my point of view, the biggest aspect of being a leader that creates a different future is truly being you. Now, of course, that means you have to explore what that is, which is one of the reasons I wanted to make this episode, to give you a different perspective to see what might be true for you. And as always, what's true makes you lighter, a lie makes you heavier. So take only what's light and leave the rest. And realize, with consciousness, everything in the universe is a possibility and a probability until a choice is made. That choice is the beginning of actualizing a different future. There's possibility everywhere, my beautiful friends. It's within the air and the molecules around us. It's our point of view that we take, though, and our choice that we make that allows it to show up in a different way. When you function from awareness, you start to recognize, wow, I can move and I can change anything. And that is a glorious place to be. Number two, a true leader does not need followers. And I know that sounds weird because most people think they want to be a leader so they can have followers. And, you know, what do we call the people you interact with on social media or that like you as followers? So everybody's trying to get followers and likes, but being a true leader is actually the exact opposite. Being a true leader is knowing where you need to go and going anyway, even if nobody else gets it. That's one of the ways in which we created Access Consciousness as a worldwide business and movement that is in 176 countries around the world, is by not following the trend. In fact, instead, we'd rather create the trend that empowers people with possibilities. See, a true leader doesn't really need anybody else to get it. They don't need to be validated, and they don't even need anybody else to go on the journey. A true leader can have somebody or many somebodies in their life, but they don't do it from the need of those people. They do it from, we can contribute to each other, creating more together than we could apart. And just get the sense of the freedom that would create if you were that way with everybody in your life. I don't need you, but I'm grateful for your presence and for what we can contribute to creating together. And realize that what that also does is that gives you a place to see if the people that are closest to you in your life are actually contributing to the creations that you would like to see in the world, whether the creation is just having fun on the weekends, you know, or the creation, like in my case, is truly changing the face of the planet to have more consciousness. And you can then see, okay, do these people actually contribute to this creation? And if not, what interaction can I have with them that will actually work for me and work for them? It starts to change the game, not just for you and how you see yourself, but also how you see other people and how you get to interact with them. And the thing is, you've got to be willing to be the inspiration, but not the guru or the star. Now, you need to be willing to be seen as a guru. You need to be willing to be seen as a star if that's what other people require to see you as in order to contribute to what you would like to bring forth in the world. But you don't have to buy it, and that is crucial. As a leader, you've also got to be willing to be different than the normal people, the people you grew up with, even a lot of the people you admire. Because if you're willing to be that difference, let's take the case of somebody you admire. If you're willing to be that different, you can be something that contributes something different to where they're going and what they're doing if you are interacting with them. It's really a beautiful place where you get to truly be you and change the world. Here's the thing, though. You got to be willing to be so different that it might initially seem scary for you, and possibly even more so for the people close to you. Now, this tends to work itself out, but you've got to be willing to go there, basically, even if you terrify people with how different you are. I know, that's a bit of a thing. I'll give you a moment with that one. And the thing is, you tend to scare people because you're not controllable anymore. Their judgments mean nothing to you. And that's another element of it, is that a true leader is not controlled by other people's projections, their expectations, their judgments, their needs, or their desires. Number three, a true leader is willing to be uncomfortable. Ooh, boy, can I tell you this one from personal experience. Damn. And here's the thing nobody ever tells us on this journey. The willingness to be you and actually be a leader and to be as different as you are initially seems scary AF. We avoid it because we learn that the place to be is in the stability of being normal, average, real, and the same as everyone else. But if you're listening to this podcast and it's resonating with you at all, you know that's not enough for you. And what's interesting is, in working with so many people around the world, this is a very common element where people are stopping themselves. And once they stop stopping themselves and they're willing to go, it's amazing to see how much their sense of personal value changes, but then how much more of a contribution they can be to other people when they're not trying to stay in the box with other people's boxes. I hope that makes sense. So initially, being a true leader can also seem really uncomfortable because it's so different. And one of our greatest limitations is of maintaining our comfort zone and what we've decided is comfortable. And our avoidance of everything we've decided is not comfortable for us. This is so big, but this is where new territory can be charted. This is where new lands can be discovered. This is where new possibilities can be explored. But if we're so committed to maintaining our comfort zone, we're never going to go there because it's friggin' uncomfortable. Trust me, I know. It's interesting, though, the extent to which we do this thing of trying to stay within our comfort zone is beyond mind-boggling. The extent to which we use it to govern our lives, to inform our choices of where we'll go and what we'll choose and what we'll do and who we'll hang out with, is beyond anything I can even put into words. With our comfort zone, we create our lives in such a way as to not truly be present. We're not present in each moment. We're trying to control the moment so that we're not hurt, as if anything could truly hurt you. That's another lie we've really got to debunk. And the thing is, we keep trying to make sure that we can handle whatever comes up and make sure that nothing comes up that we can't handle. We do so much pre-control in so many situations by pondering it and thinking about it and looking at the thought of every problem that could occur. And also, sort of like constructing the energy that we think it's going to be. But if it's not all that, based on our projections and expectations, then we think it must be wrong, or we're missing something, or we're going to be losing something. But how many times have you been in something that looked like it was probably bad and wrong from that perspective? But that was what led to magic. And if you hadn't actually gone through with it, you would have missed the miracle. You would have missed the possibilities that are beyond your current reality. And that's really what a leader is, from my point of view, is somebody who's willing to make the choices that create a reality beyond current reality. Not the same old shit we have. Look at the same old shit we have has given us lockdowns and control and sadness and depression and people having a sense of they have no value. What I'd like is leaders who are willing to actually be uncomfortable enough, as long as it takes, and be different enough to explore the possibilities no one else has ever looked at. And rather than just admiring others, which, by the way, is great. Oh, and another side note here. For anyone you admire, you want to recognize that if you admire something in them, it's because it's in you also, and you're probably not acknowledging it. So you could just look at, take two or three people you admire and look at the characteristics they have and look at that and go, wow, is that in me also? And what would it take to acknowledge it? So this thing of us, back to where I was going, this thing of us having to have this comfort zone, it's actually eliminating our miraculousness. We're eliminating total receiving because we say, well, if it doesn't look like this and doesn't feel like this, if it doesn't look and feel the way I've decided I'm comfortable with, then I'm not willing to have it. But that's eliminating anything different than what you've already defined. In that, we eliminate ease, we eliminate joy, we eliminate glory, which is exuberant expression and abundance. We eliminate all of life coming to us with something so different that our entire life occurs with ease and joy and glory. The more you find out what's true for you and the more you live from that, the greater our whole world becomes. And that's when you're willing to be a leader. We're taught that we need to be what our families want us to be and what our friends and our relationships want us to be. We're very seldom invited to find out what is true for us that isn't for anybody else. It's a discovery we have to go on for ourselves. We have to explore this. And I want to be very clear about this. It doesn't eliminate your ability to contribute to others. Others may choose not to go on that journey, or you may see that, wow, I thought they were supporting this journey, but they're not, and they never have been. Isn't that interesting? But it doesn't mean you need to separate from people and make your life all about you. No, you live your life from what you know, which then gives you a presence in the world and in your life and in your reality, and gives you a presence that actually has a beneficial impact on the realities of others. And here's the thing, if you're ready and willing to do the work in a very short amount of time, it'll go from totally uncomfortable to totally miraculous in a way you never could have imagined. That's what I'm trying to get you to. I'm trying to get you beyond the discomfort or the fear of discomfort, the willingness to look at and choose from a different place and space and actually choose something different, and to actually go on a journey of finding out what's true for us and leading from there. Number four, a true leader changes all the time. As a true leader, change is actually the only thing that really makes you happy. Plus, you tend to get bored really fast, and that is not wrong. That is a capacity. And yet most of you listening think you want to control it and limit it so it can be predictable and the same thing tomorrow that it was today. And when I say it, I mean your life, your choices, your reality. And we want things to at least not be so undefined that it destroys us, which is really funny because we're still here and we've undergone many, many, many things. I mean, just look back at one thing that made you totally uncomfortable at first, but as you went through it, it gave you a sense of exhilaration. You know, I'm thinking of skydiving, for example. And for me, I know at this point that I love adventure, but I did not a long time ago. And I still remember the first time skydiving. I was like, there was a little terror in my pants, little tear in my pants. That's kind of weird. There was a little tear inside, but man, as soon as I jumped out of that plane, I was like, oh my God, this is the greatest thing ever. What if your life could be a lot more like that? I know, I'm probably dreaming. Like they say in the movie, The Castle. It's an Australian movie. Tell him he's dreaming. So basically what most of us want to do is we want to try to solidify everything and know what it is before it is. We're cray cray. We're cute, not bright. The way it works is when you actually allow it to, the universe shows you wonders that are greater than you could ever imagine, let alone control, into existence. See, when we are willing to be out of control, and there's a great process from access consciousness, what would happen if I were out of control, out of definition, out of limitation, out of form, structure, and significance? Oh, I love that one. And everything that doesn't allow that, destroy and uncreate it. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, poveds, and beyonds. See, anything that is truly real for you as a being has no contractive intensity to it. It has a spacious lightness, which is its own form of intensity, but without the contraction. We keep trying to define things as our way of having things, but definition by definition alone is a limitation. And we have to contract things to take them out of this space where there's this subtlety of awareness and confine them define and contract them into something solid enough to believe that, oh, I am having this solid thing. Even if it's a feeling, even if it's a sense of possibility, we keep trying to define it as though that lets us have it. But in the moment of defining it, we limit it. Because really, everything we desire, strangely, it's not actually definable. And the thing is, think of something you desire. I don't know, a new car, a new house, more ease with money, happiness in your relationship. It's not actually the thing. It's not the house. It's not the car. It's not the money. It's the energy those things bring. So let's use that, because energy is actually our first language. And leaders are highly aware of energy. Now, here's the other thing. If you're going to try to get other people to go along and you try to share something with somebody, you have to define it for them, which means you have to contract it and you have to limit it. But what if you didn't? Because when you go to define it, you contract it out of the miracle that it just was. The undefined willingness to receive whatever the universe has to gift us is amazing, because the universe likes you. The universe doesn't judge you. That judgment thing, that's all you, my friend. Oh, and 99.999% of that you bought from other people. Because when you first got here, you didn't know how to judge. But that judgment thing isn't the universe judging you. That's something you're heaping on yourself that you can stop. And it's interesting, because when you start to become a leader in your life, the judgment starts to go away. And I want to remind you one more time, the universe likes you. It strangely likes all of us, warts and all. And as a true leader, you're willing to receive everything and judge nothing. Okay, so the last one on our hit parade, number 5. A true leader knows that every end is a beginning. Look at it for a moment. Just ponder this question. What if every apparent end is actually just a new beginning? See, what I've discovered is that the world is in continuous movement and change. It functions very much like a wave of energy and of change. And change is the only constant there is. We know this, but we keep resisting it. It's how the whole world actually works. So are you going to call the top of the wave the beginning or the end? Or is it the bottom of the wave that's the end, which starts a new beginning? Well, it depends on where you look. We tend to make endings very significant. And yet, everything you let go of creates a greater possibility in your life and the world. Your point of view creates your reality. Reality does not create your point of view. And when you have the point of view that ending is bad, you avoid it rather than having gratitude for it and allowing it to catapult you into a brand new beginning. Next time something ends, just ask this: what new beginning is it opening me up to that I wouldn't have had if this didn't end? And maybe learn to celebrate it. True freedom and true leadership is a willingness to lose anything or anyone, including our definitions of endings and what that means. So we've gone through our five elements of what being a true leader is, with a lot of other elements added in that I hope are a contribution to you. Please let me know if you like this new format for the podcast, and if this one has been a contribution to you. And if it has, please like, please subscribe. And on all of our social media, I don't do any ads. And one of the things I finally realized about the social media algorithm is it promotes those videos that have ads, because then the social media company makes money, so they want to promote those. So the only way this stuff is going to be getting out there, kids, is you liking it, subscribing, and sharing it with your friends, which I would be so grateful for. And beautiful people, what if you truly being you, being different enough to be the leader you actually are the change, the possibility, and the gift this world requires? I'll see you on the next episode. Bye-bye. This is Dr. Dane signing off from the back of a fire-breathing dragon, soaring into the unknown. Remember, you have to leap in order to know you have wings.